Tijuana newspapers have reported a recent spike in violent crime in the city. Between Monday and Tuesday of this week, local authorities registered 7 homicides. Jill Replogle from our Fronteras desk has more.
More than 250 people have been killed in Tijuana so far in 2013. That's a 25% increase compared to the same time span last year. The spike comes shortly after American judicial authorities in San Diego declared the end of the Arellano Felix drug trafficking organization. The Arellano Felix group had ruled the drug trade in Tijuana and fueled much of the violence there. But other traffickers have moved in to take over the business. Experts say the powerful Sinaloa cartel now largely controls the area, but it's using a different method, says Tijuana journalist Vicente Calderon.
The big drug trafficker organization used to have their own people working on the field. Now it looks like the big drug traffickers, the drug cartels, are kind of hiring local cells, like freelancers, that are moving the drugs or selling drugs on the neighborhoods.
Calderon says these street dealers are the perpetrators and victims of most of the violence in Tijuana these days. Still, violent crime is much lower in the city than during its height from 2008 to 2010, when drug traffickers battled in the streets and hung bodies from bridges. Experts have speculated that a truce among high-level traffickers is behind the relative calm, and spikes like the one this week could be anomalies. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.